you want to get a load off your mind, then try awareness. It's as simple as that. Just because you have a habit of focusing in on all the thoughts you're having or emotions or sensations or other experiences doesn't mean that that's the only way you can be. Awareness is the source of all those thoughts. Let's just take thoughts as one of the points of view I mentioned. Thoughts are ceaseless. They're ceaseless. And the thoughts, as a point of view appearing in awareness, they can be anything. And even though we want to have positive thoughts, very few of our thoughts are positive. And many of our thoughts are negative. And there really doesn't seem to be any kind of means to get a handle on that through trying to cultivate more positive states. It's impossible to do. It's impossible to get into a state of mind where all thoughts are entirely positive and none would be considered negative. And that is the natural flow. That's the natural flow of awareness, is that it's like a mirror reflecting everything that appears within it. And just like in a mirror, everything that is reflected is clear light imagery. There isn't really anything in the mirror. So too, everything that appears in awareness is clear light energy, clear light imagery. It's never anything other than that. And when we think that it is, that's when there's a problem. When we think that there's a problem with what's appearing in awareness, then there is a problem. That's what we decide. And the wish fulfillment of that process is that we decide there's something negative, therefore there is. We see what appears as negative. And it never even occurs to us that there's something about us beyond this constant battle between positive and negative. And so when we hear about awareness right away, we want to know, what is it? Even though when we ask the question, what is it? It's awareness that is the fuel of that question. So we say, what is it? But those words appear in awareness. So what is it is rooted in awareness already, just the question itself. And the questioner are both equally rooted in awareness. Even knowing that, it's impossible for most people to identify awareness initially. It's absolutely impossible to identify awareness initially. Why? Because we've never learned what it is. We've never learned what it is in our own experience. Identifying awareness or introducing yourself to awareness is very simple. It's just a matter of stopping thinking. Stop thinking just for a moment. Anyone can do that. Stop thinking for a moment. When you stop thinking for a moment, all there is alertness, cognizance, vigilance. That's all. That's all that's present. And that is what awareness is. And when you look at awareness, when you look at that alertness, you can't say that it is anything. It's just the simple alertness of awareness. It's ordinary awareness that is aware of every single point of view that appears within it, no matter what it is. Now, awareness isn't only present in no thinking. Awareness is also present in thinking. So even though there's no thought or a thought, awareness is equally the space of thought and no thought. And so you see, that's very simple to understand. Now, to become familiar with awareness, to become confident in awareness, we need to rely on some way of doing that. And for most people, the easiest way to do that is through short moments of awareness repeated many times until it becomes automatic. And that means whenever we remember to, we take a short moment of identifying that alertness that is at the basis of all points of view. We just stop thinking just for a moment, a short moment of awareness. And we repeat that many times, which means we return to it again and again. We return to it repeatedly in an uncontrived, unforced way. And as we do this, we become more familiar with the alertness that is at the basis of every single point of view that appears within that awareness. As we become more confident in awareness, we really see that this alertness is present all the time and that we can, so to speak, at will, return to it again and again in this simple, easy way. We become confident in it, and in time it becomes automatic. It's automatic from the beginning, it's just that we haven't recognized it. As we recognize or acknowledge more awareness more and more, it becomes automatic. Then we begin to see that all points of view appear in awareness. They appear in awareness, they appear of awareness, they appear as awareness, and they appear through awareness. In, of, as, and through awareness. No other way do points of view appear. So our old habit of managing our thoughts, of being the micromanager of our thoughts, is given up in favor of gaining confidence and awareness. Rather than micromanaging our thoughts, our emotions, our sensations, or other points of view, we're gaining confidence and awareness. We've relinquished our position of being the micromanager of our points of view, and now we're gaining confidence and awareness. When I say we relinquish being the micromanager of our points of view, it means we leave all the points of view exactly as they are. All the thoughts that appear, all the sensations that appear, all the emotions that appear, all the experiences that appear. We rely on awareness while all these appear. No matter what descriptions they have, no matter what they have to say, we rely on the strength of awareness. And as we do so, we notice that when a point of view appears, there's what could be called its inception. It's the initial appearance of the point of view. And then, say we have a point of view of, I'm going to die someday. And that's the inception of the point of view. Oh, I'm going to die someday. And then, say the flowering of the point of view is, oh, what's that going to be like? Oh, I'm afraid. So-and-so died. So, you know, all of this is the flowering of the point of view, the full potentiation of the point of view. And then at some point, that story of the point of view stops. You know how all stories have the end. They come to an end. It says the end. It comes to an end. And it resolves. By maintaining awareness, we begin to see this entire process, the initial arising of the point of view, the full flowering of the point of view, and the resolution of the point of view. And we begin to have confidence that this will occur spontaneously without any effort in our part. We begin to see that the win-win for us is to maintain awareness while letting points of view be as they are. So I'm not saying we just maintain awareness and push away the points of view. I'm not saying we maintain awareness and try to not have any points of view at all. And I'm not saying that we get partway into a point of view and shut it down by maintaining awareness. I'm saying we maintain awareness while allowing points of view to be as they are. In this way, we become confident in this full process, the arising, the full potentiation, and the release of points of view. This happens automatically, and we begin to see that. And so then points of view don't look so enemy-like anymore. They don't seem so scary. It doesn't seem so much like we have to be the micromanager of our points of view. We see that our real solidity, our real strength is in awareness. It's not in trying to do something about the points of view. It's not in trying to micromanage them. Now, how do we know that we're not slipping off into a story? Awareness. Awareness is obviously present in, of, as, and through the story. So this is how we know. This is how we come to see that awareness and all the points of view are inseparable. We're maintaining awareness. There's only awareness, and the points of view are appearing as they are. They're inseparable. So we begin to really get the taste of that, the direct experience, the instinctive knowing of that. There's awareness. It's obvious, extremely obvious, even though there are all kinds of points of view. We know for sure when we have this kind of experience, this instinctive knowing, that the solidity is in awareness. We cannot find it in points of view. We don't even want to engage in the stories anymore. We can't be distracted by points of view, and there's no wanting to, and there's no need to, and it's impossible to, because we start to see that no matter what the story is, we're aware. The story has no control over us. It has no control whatsoever over our behavior, our conduct. All the points of view, no matter what they are perfect conduct. So that all these things that we thought were not perfect conduct, we come to see that they are perfect conduct. All points of view of body, speech, and mind are perfect conduct, the perfect conduct of awareness. Now, does that mean that we act like a lunatic and just do anything we want to do? Absolutely not. Real awareness, real, truly ordinary awareness, truly real awareness is not a lunatic who acts in harmful ways. That's just the way it is. When we gain confidence in awareness, we have complete mastery over all points of view. That means the points of view, their story cannot force us to do something on impulse that would be harmful to ourselves and other people. Now, why do people who are gaining confidence in awareness get to a point where they are lunatic-like and they snap and go off on some kind of point of view binge? It's because they don't rely on the four comforts. The four comforts are short moments many times, the teaching, the great freedom teaching, the great freedom teacher, and the community of great freedom. So these are the four comforts. This is how we can ensure that we don't go off into some kind of lunatic fringe state. Now, most of us, when we're micromanaging our points of view, we want to see a hockey stick trajectory in our accomplishment of our micromanagement of points of view. And so when we start to gain confidence and awareness, we think, aha, here's my hockey stick. I'm just going to go up, 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 up until I reach the pinnacle. And then we see improvement in our mental state, improvement in our emotional state. We start to have a lot of mental and emotional stability. We start to have lots of insight. We start to show lots of compassion and get in touch with a spontaneous moral and ethical impulse. We find ourselves peaceably cooperating with others, to assure the benefit of all. And we find that we have incredible skillfulness. And all these are increasing all the time. And our hockey stick, it's going up, 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 up. We're almost there. We're almost at the pinnacle. And we can see this. And when I say we're almost at the pinnacle, it means that we actually have complete mental and emotional stability all the time, no matter what's going on. Awareness is adamant. Awareness is obvious. Awareness is in charge. Awareness is stable. Awareness is strong. And this is just the way it is. We're not affected by anything. All of a sudden, there's some big blowout, some point of view that's totally unexpected. Somebody does something we don't like. They say that we own something and they've stolen it, and they say that it's theirs and they're making a load of money off it, and we're sitting there barely paying our rent. Well, and so we go berserk, and all these points of view start coming up. We're angry, we're insulted, we're poor, we'll never have anything, we don't know what to do, and how can we respond to this? You know, maybe we can work it all out with them, but we're so mad, maybe we'll just threaten them instead. We'll call them up on the telephone and say whatever we say. Hey, you loser, you stole my stuff, and because you did, I'm going to ruin your life, and you can count on it. Count on this day that your life is ruined, and it's going to be ruined from now on. And we call everybody who knows this person and tell them the same thing. Well, this would be an example of not using the four comforts. This is not an example of awareness. As soon as we had that sense of losing control of our points of view, that is the moment to apply the four comforts. Why do we call them the four comforts? Because they're comfortable. They comfort us. They show us how to maintain the solidity of awareness while we have all these crackpot thoughts without acting on them. And I'm not saying that the point of view would necessarily be one about anger. It could be something else. It could be about desire. Say we're resting on awareness. Our hockey stick is going up, up, up. And then all of a sudden, oh, wow, we see someone who's irresistible. We just can't stand it. They're so irresistible. And they're like us. They're right at the top of the hockey stick. They're resting as awareness, too. So we want to be together, and we will let nothing stand in our way. And we start to shape all of our behavior to attract this other person. And all the while, we feel like we're really aware and awake, and this is going to be the be-all and end-all of our life to be together with this person. But we're on a total point of view binge. And because we can't talk to anybody about it, we won't let it out in the open and rely on the resources available to us through the four comforts, we can't really let all these points of view be as they are and come to some kind of sane conclusion about the matter. So instead, we might be off in our secret fantasy life or trying to set up situations to be together with the person or whatever it might be. But whatever it is, you've got to know that if you have a lot of experience resting as awareness, and awareness has been stable in you, that you've had increasing emotional and mental stability, when you get to this point of being totally out of control, it's not a downfall. You're not back in puck land at the beginning of the hockey stick. You're not pucking around. And so what you're at the cusp of awareness becoming completely stable at all times, but maybe you're so wrapped up in yourself that you just can't see it. So you see, in the very beginning, in the 12 inquiries, we say rely on the teacher. That's not just a stupid statement or a way for us to get more contributions to great freedom. That is so you won't end up going berserk on your own and doing things that are greatly embarrassing and maybe even incredibly harmful to yourself and other people. Make no mistake about it. And so you want to know that you can rely on the resources available to you. Anyone who has resolved all of their points of view, they know this is going to happen. So if you go to them and say that you have a close relationship with them and your teacher, and they really like you and think the world of you, they enjoy being around you and all of that, then you might think, oh, can't tell them about this. They might not like me anymore. They might think I'm pucking around again, that I never really had any stability and awareness. This is what the teacher is waiting for. They're waiting for you to fess up, you know, to what's real. They can see it all anyway, so you're not fooling them. They're just waiting to see when you get around to it, how much pain you have to put yourself through before you can just let everything be as it is. But you see, all of that, too, is part of gaining confidence and awareness. And the teacher might come along and kick you in the ass or whatever, so to speak, not literally, figuratively, and you know, they might let you know one way or another that it's time to tell the whole story. But this is just the way it is. So you see, this is the answer to your question, the answer to all your questions. Awareness is obvious when it is of benefit, when it's of benefit to you and of everybody else. That's when it is a benefit. Now, I know from my experience as a teacher that most people do get around to bringing up what's going on, especially after I give one of these talks. Then I have a tsunami of people coming and writing to me and saying, oh, guess what? Guess what's going on? Because it's all out in the open, and it won't shock me if that's what you're worried about. It's what I'm waiting for, so to speak. So don't worry about shocking me. I've seen it all. I've seen it all in myself, and I've seen it all in many, many people. And believe me, I've seen it all in people who have a lot more points of view than anyone in this room. People who have done what society would call very bad things. So you see, any story you have to tell me won't be as bad as the worst story I've heard. It never will be. So all these are points of view. It's clear light imagery appearing in awareness. What is there to be afraid of? There's nothing to be afraid of. You've got to get to that point where it's so clear that everything is just the clear light imagery, the basic state of awareness, that nothing poses a threat. You have no reputation to protect. There isn't anyone to have a reputation to protect. There isn't anyone who just has certain points of view that makes them what they are, so thus their reputation is based on that. None of this has ever occurred. And so you see, the way you come to see this in your own experience is by letting it all hang loose. Just hang loose and free. Who cares what you're thinking? I don't. I know your thinking is your freedom. That's where it is. It isn't anywhere else. So there's nothing about it that's going to offend me, scare me, make me feel anything other than I already feel about you. That's the way it is. We all have freaky thoughts, no matter who we are. And we all have many more freaky thoughts than the pleasant thoughts we have. So this, it's just part of getting real, humankind getting real. Only when we acknowledge points of view as they are can we have true power as human beings. Until then, we can't know our full power. Accomplishing all kinds of material events is not knowing our full power. That's not knowing our full power at all. We need to go beyond that. We need to go beyond what we know about ourselves as human beings. And that's what the whole practice of short moments many times is. So you see, gaining confidence and awareness is as simple as I've just described it. Awareness is in the point of view. It's not somewhere else. And that's what short moment shows you. Awareness is in the point of view. You might say that awareness is the ultimate micromanager of points of view and macromanager that you've always been looking for. It is what gives you complete relief from point of view. Not organizing all the points of view. By maintaining awareness, you begin to see the perceptual openness of every thought that appears, of every sensation that appears, of every emotion that appears, of every experience that appears. You just know the openness of that, the openness as awareness. There isn't anyone knowing you are that isn't the openness of awareness. And so by the power of this, you come to accept yourself as you really are in every way, in every single way. You're no longer subject to cycles of inflation and deflation, of grandiosity and then plummeting down to pucking around. So what could be better? You cruise through life. Just cruise. You're on cruise control, man. Dude, babe, or whatever you want to call yourself. We used to say man in my era, but today everybody says dude and what else? Babe, and women are girls, no matter how old they are. Silly. You know, we're silly. All these points of view, they're just silly. They don't mean anything. If we really want to change the world, if we really want peace on earth and abundant resources for everything, then we need to get down with awareness. That's what we need to do.